Okay, so I'm here today with Alan Fletcher. Thank you for doing the interview with me.
It's my really absolute pleasure.
So how long have you been in the UK now?
We are on our 14th day in the UK. We had one day of rest when we arrived in Glasgow, and now we've been doing 13 gigs in the following 13 days.
And what's the reception been like?
It's been awesome. And Bournemouth tonight, would rank in the top three. Leeds, Cardiff and Bournemouth are the top three.
Excellent. And what kind of songs do you play?
Well, our music, our own music, is quite eclectic. We've got a few very strong rock and roll songs, but we also have some ballads as well, one of which we play in the set. The cover songs we do are pure Brit rock. They are just party songs. Yeah, Oasis, Blur, just the songs that, you know, like Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, that sort of thing. Songs that people will sing along to and enjoy. And the set we used tonight in Bournemouth was probably one of the most popular we've had.
And you got any plans to actually release any of singles, any of your own tracks or anything like that?
Yeah, well, the album, we put our album out on the internet last May through my website, alanfletcher.net, and that sold phenomenally well. Next year, we're talking to distributors about putting out a repackaged album with some new tracks on it into the stores. So that's hopefully going to be the process for next year.
May I just say, my personal recommendation for a single, my favourite track,
yes,
Patches on the Floor.
Well, thank you. I love that song. It's about student life, and it's a good, rollicking, you know, fun song about living in a house where the cockroaches crawl over the kitchen bench, your bedroom is a single mattress on the floor, and the clothes are spread everywhere. There's no wardrobe, they're just on the floor. It's memories of my student days.
As a student myself, I can certainly relate. And I'm going to have to move over to The Inevitable.
The Neighbours.
Yeah.
Of course, let's go Neighbours.
How did you guess? You and Susan.
Yes, well, here's the story out there for everyone who's interested. Are Carl and Susan going to get back together? Well, Carl knows he's made a terrible mistake leaving Susan. But he's at a point where he knows to win her trust back would be almost impossible. And she's just started a new relationship with another man. And Carl learns, as a doctor, the man is dying. It's a terrible position to be in. That's a very interesting story, that what's developing there, and people are going to love that. The next stage is basically Carl realises he has to move on, and he ends up with a new girl.
No.
However, that new girl realises that Carl still loves Susan. So all I can tell you basically is there's some very exciting stories coming out for at least the next 12 months. All revolving around the Carl Susan storyline, about what they're up to, how they feel about each other, can they be friends, etc., which people are going to love.
Excellent. And another sort of controversial Neighbours storyline,
yes,
at the moment, the Janae storyline.
Mm.
What have you got to
Great
say about
story.
That one?
Well, I'm talking to you, if the listeners are allowed to know, I'm talking to you on a Friday night, and next Tuesday people will find out what happens. But the BBC would kill me if I told you.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to have to wait, though. I have been checking the Neighbours website in Australia quite regularly.
You have all the spoilers, yeah.
I'm a big, big fan, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And inevitably, talking about Neighbours, it goes back to you and Sarah Beaumont.
Oh, God. Long way back, yeah.
Did you? Didn't you? Nobody knows.
Well, okay, here's the story on the Sarah Beaumont thing. If you're a really avid watcher, I mean, like, if you're a forensic watcher of Neighbours, you'll notice that Carl had a scene with Izzy where they were doing Truth or Dare. And in that scene, Carl confessed that Sarah and he had slept together.
But at the time...
At the time, he denied it. In other words, I found out from the storyline years later that I had to make my character had lied. Fundamentally, he lied to Susan when he said it was just a kiss.
Okay, so controversy gets deeper.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Thank you for being with us today, Alan.
It's a great pleasure, Michelle.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Alan Fletcher, a.k.a. Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours, talking to me after his Bournemouth gig with his band The Waiting Room. It was recorded on the 2nd of December 2005.